Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hey, this is Dave Martin, your success coach, and yes, you're listening to Success Made Simple. I try to break things down, make them simple so you can put them to practice every day in your life. I hope you're having a great week. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving holiday if you're here in the U.S. And wherever you're at in the world, we are moving into the final month of this year, 2017. December, it's the time to celebrate and be joyful. It's Christmas time. And January, we get started again. We start our diets again. We start our goals again. And I started thinking about, why not start now? Why wait until January when I miss a whole month? I could finish strong this year and be on a good forward-moving momentum as I go into next year. But if I'm going to do that, I'm going to have to make some changes. I'm going to talk to you about that for the next few minutes. If you know someone who is in the middle of some transition, maybe a time of change, I encourage you, forward this along to someone else. Tell them about Success Made Simple. Tell them, sign up. You're going to love this one on change. Some of us like it. Some of us don't. If you ever rearrange the furniture in your living room just for a change, or maybe you like it just the way it is and you don't ever want it to move again. My wife is always moving the furniture around just for a little change. How about yourself? I thought, you know, Christmas time, there's going to be all kind of treats and snacks and things all around the house and everywhere you go for the next month. I might as well just start my diet again next year. But then I thought, well, my goodness, that's a whole month of bad eating. What if I started to make some changes now? Because I did probably eat a little too much at Thanksgiving. So I started a new diet. I decided I'm going to alter my route, my drive, so I can avoid passing my favorite donut shop. Well, the other day I accidentally drove by, and as I approached, I noticed in the window the red light was flashing. The donuts were hot. I felt, well, maybe this was no accident that I came by here. So I prayed, you know, Lord, if this is you, if you want me to have some of these fresh, hot donuts, I just pray that you'll create a parking space for me directly right in front by the door. That was my prayer. And sure enough, on the eighth time around the store, there it was. God is good. I guess he wanted me to have some of those. Change is a part of life. Everything about us changes. Right now, the cells in your body are changing. Circumstances change. Locations change. People change. And hopefully we will change. You're not the same person today as you were this time last year. We all learn. We grow. But even though we know the change is inevitable, many times the transition is still challenging. And I've noticed many people, especially people in church sometimes, are often reluctant to make changes because we're comfortable with the way things are. I've been sitting right here in this seat for 20 years, or this is where I always sit. Even though our current state is not outstanding, even in life, sometimes it's not even good. We get familiar with our surroundings and we'd rather stay there in the average than change for the better. Whether it's a job, whether it's a relationship, whatever it may be, the idea is not new. In fact, it's as old as time. The Israelites were in a bad situation in Egypt. They were slaves. They were forced into hard labor. Life was really rough. Then God said, I'm going to move you along. Where you are right now is not the place where you need to be. I've got bigger plans for you. I want to position you in a more active location. So you're going to have to make a change. Were they happy about it? I'm sure some of them were. Some of them were not. Some of them were frightened. Some hesitated. And as you read the account there in the Old Testament, you'll see multiple times where the nation grumbled and wished they were back where they had started. We look at them and wonder, how could someone possibly wish to be back in a position of slavery? But they could not see what was ahead. And the same is true. We cannot see the future, so we have to learn to trust the one who can. when God delivered the Israelites from Egypt, there were a lot of qualities that they needed to make the transition successful. And as God transitions you, like I said, whether it's on your job, some people stay in the same job. I had a guy tell me one time, he said, "I hate my job." I said, "My goodness, well, how long have you worked there?" He said, "27 years. I said, "Why would you work somewhere 27 years if you hate it?" He said, "Well, I didn't hate it the whole time." I said, "Well, how long have you hated it?" He said, "26 years. Sometimes we keep doing the same thing. I read the other day in the Wall Street Journal, 52% of Americans hate their jobs. Get up every day, go places they don't want to go, do things they don't want to do. They're not doing what they love, but they're not willing to make the change. They get stuck. Well, it was close to the house. It was easy to get to. I've been there forever. I know all the people. Hey, as we finish this year strong, I want you to think about the changes that you need to make as you move into a brand new year. Begin to set those things in motion now, changing, whether it's simple things like changing your eating habits, or whether it's changing your location of where you live, or changing your job, or letting go of some toxic relationships and friendships in your life so that you can move on. You can't sit around and worry all the time. Well, what if this person's upset? What if that person's upset? If you go through your whole life pleasing other people, you'll never really enjoy the best of what God has for you. So I encourage you, begin now by making the transitions, making the changes. Finish this year strong. And I tell you what, 2018 will be your best year yet. Hey, this is Dave Martin, and you've been listening to Success Made Simple. Make sure you share this with someone else who has a desire to finish strong this year. Hey, have a great holiday season, and I'll see you next week here on Success Made Simple.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.